Should I
talk
now?
Yeah, you can talk, but here we go. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
What's up, everyone? I'm Pedro, the GM and creator of the World Walkers universe, and with me is...
Willow.
That's right, Willow, a.k.a. also known as Unicorn Willow.
Yeah, that me.
That's you? All right. So, Willow is here to help me introduce and explain what this little preview is. So, new episodes of Season 4... start back up next week, but first, that's right, yeah. But first, I wanted to share a preview of a new podcast I've put together. It's part of a tier I'm offering on Patreon, patreon.com/worldwalkers, called the Exclusive Tier, and it's for people who want to see more of the World Walkers universe. Besides this new series, you can watch our two live stream series, The Pages of Relanus and World Walkers Heroes, and besides that, you can listen to our other podcast,
Rainbow Cafe.
That's right, Rainbow Cafe, starring Willow.
Yeah, I'm the leader.
You're the leader? Yeah, you are the leader. So, what's the other ones? Well, after the old group wrapped up Season 3 of World Walkers, we kept playing. Originally, we kept going on with the original characters, which you can hear in the lost episodes. But after a bit, everyone decided they wanted to play new characters. I pitched a few ideas to them, they chose one, and we've been playing that campaign ever since. And you know who's in this podcast because it's the old World Walker group, right?
Yeah.
Including Wesley, who is?
The battle dancer.
The battle dancer, that's right. He orchestrated some kind of weird battle dancing with Willow when they met, and there's video, isn't there?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll release that someday. So, this podcast series is a companion to our... Why are you breathing in the mic like that? Don't breathe on me. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get through this regardless of the giggles. This is what it's like if you've been wondering, like, do I have what it takes to be a stay-at-home dad and work from home? And this is what it's like. All day. This podcast series is a companion to our live stream series, World Walkers Heroes. Both stories are about the discovery of relics of untold power. Heroes tells the story of adventurers who accept their destiny. This podcast will be about commoners who choose a very different path.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones will be released monthly, and honestly, regardless of giggles, it's been really hard keeping this a secret for so long. So thank you to everyone on Patreon for making this possible. And all right, so I'm super excited to share this. I hope you enjoy it. This is World Walkers, The Other Ones, Episode 1, Pyramids and PR.
Yep.
Good job. Our brand new game opens up in the City of Unity. Unity is a city that is... they believe they're on their way to prosperity, and they like to use cute words. So, like, they would say things like bigness. That's obviously a pretty ridiculous way to frame it, but they really do believe that their place on Parleth, which is the continent that you're on the world of Menroth, they believe that they're the next big thing, quite literally. The metropolis of Parleth is Janzibar, and they believe it's only a matter of time before they grow to the point where they shadow Janzibar. They're actually in between Janzibar and the Forest of Alithias. The Forest of Alithias is where the elves of this continent live, and they have total and complete control of the elemental armies. If they could only leave that forest, they would take the entire continent. But since they are some way bound to the forest, they'll have to make do with conquering the entirety of the Forest of Alithias. So one way or another, each of you is here, whether you were born here or you found your way here. You are making a living in the City of Unity. The catchphrase of Unity is like the slogan is tomorrow's metropolis today. Why don't we go around and introduce ourselves so that we know who each of us is? So, Enzo, can you talk about briefly about your character?
My character is a copper dragonborn named Steve. Now, Steve has lived a very their relatively simple life, you know, being an acolyte of the temple of, I haven't decided yet, but, you know, like, you know, he's a missionary just doing work, like preaching the word of haven't decided yet. You know, like they've elected,
the church of live, choice,
the church of the agnostic,
Lord. The one with the fish. But yeah, no, they have very relatively life, but like they enjoy their, Steve enjoys his life. You know, he goes door to door trying to preach the word of his religion to people who, anyone who will listen, gathering alms, pretty much just leading a very simple, very, good life.
And then Wes?
My character is the elf named Big Pharma, which is Elma, which is, sorry, elfish for a large pharmacy. Well known fact. He comes from a druidic circle out in the grasslands in the forest outside of Unity. And so, you know, as one is prone to the druidic life, you cannot just like go in there and stay a druid, you know, you have to commit. And so you have to first, you know, take essentially a Rumspringa, which is like when the Amish go out and they go into the world with the English, as they call it, and you experience that. And he did that in Unity, and that's when he discovered the joys of capitalism. And he understood now that there is a new druidic life, and there is a way to profit from the herbs and the healing that he can make, that he can also afford himself comfortableness in his life. And that's what he's come to do, and that's what he's come to figure out, you know, in this metropolis of tomorrow. He believes that he is the tomorrow of today.
All right. And Olivia.
So Guinevere Hortle, the first thing you notice about her is that she is extremely tall. She's really, really tall, and she almost never smiles. She's got a like kind of sharp black bob with bangs, and she wears eyeliner above and below the lid. She's a like under eye eyeliner kind of gal, and her outfit is very sharp. She's very well put together. It's kind of androgynous. It's very trendy. She's got this big old medallion, and even though she is very tall, you just look at her and you're like, she's probably pretty weak. And that's right, she's not very strong at things. She doesn't, that's not her job. Her job is to bring out the best in the people she serves. She doesn't care about your social class. She doesn't care about your combat class. She doesn't even care if you're classy. She's looking for clients who have it, because when she represents somebody, she wants to know they've got it, that special sauce that will make them easy to sell. Not that she can't sell anything. She is very, very good at branding and public relations. And if you would like to contact her for more information, she will give you a business parchment. So that's Guinevere. She is my character.
All right. So today is a very, very big day for Unity, because they're getting ready to open and unveil something that they believe is going to put them on the map. Mayor Hudson, who is unanimously voted every time he's up for election, is getting ready to unveil the Unity Institution of Heritage and History. And it is a beautiful museum that is working in conjunction with the museum up north in Janzibar to unveil a whole new side of Parlith. They have basically just an amazing amount. And this is the problem, is that if you ask too many questions, they start to kind of dance around it. Like, what do you have? We have history and we have heritage. It is a sight to behold. And when you ask more, they kind of laugh it off and they're like, well, you'll see, you'll see, you'll see. And anyone who's done a fair amount of digging isn't quite sure what they have. The building that is housing this amazing heritage and history, it's gone for a very sleek design. It's a lot of flats, a lot of bright colors, bold oranges and blues. And whereas anyone who's been to the museum up north in Zanzibar, you would notice that it had these beautiful stairs that led up to these intricately carved pillars. This building's going for something much more eye-catching. It's kind of a risque design around here, but they're hoping that this is what's going to put them on the map. And so we'll start with, and I'm going to say your name wrong every time for a couple games, Guinevere?
It's actually Guinevere.
Guinevere.
It's spelled differently every time. Spelling a name in a consistent manner.
That's passé. That's for a commoner.
What can I say? It's basic.
Yeah. So we're going to start with you. You've already taken care of whatever your morning ritual is. And you're sort of just kind of wandering the streets. And maybe every now and then someone stops. And is it fair to say that you're kind of known for your personal branding in the area?
Known in the right circles. People don't recognize the value of personal branding and public relations, they might not have ever done any work with my former employers, the PR Guild. But I trust amongst people who understand the utility of such things. I'm quite well known. Friends call me G. And Marcus also calls me G. I think I'm pretty well known.
And that's just who gets your attention as you're walking. You hear a, well, hello there, G.
Marcus, honey. Fancy seeing you out here in the streets of Unity where we both live. Come here. Smooches.
As you spin around, you see a gentleman who is always in a turtleneck, regardless of weather or climate. They're almost as tall as you, and they have brown hair spiked with a lot of product. And they always have a cup of something, whether it's tea or something maybe a little spicier. And he's walking down the street, and he says, well, how do?
Oh, it's hard to put into words because it's just been so good. Oh, Marcus, you're looking amazing. I probably am myself. My assistant, Mimsy, has been rung up off the charts with people seeking my services as a free agent consultant, personal branding consultant.
Well, that is amazing to hear, and obviously all the best. Do you think you'll come to the opening today? As you know, Magic Thunder received the bid for the museum today, and, you know, we're hoping to make it a little special today. So Magic Thunder is the PR guild.
Oh, yes.
It recently rebranded, so it used to be just the PR guild, but once he was able to kind of move into a position of power, he really wanted to put a spin on it.
What a Marcus move. Oh, I'm so happy for you and Magic Thunder. That's wonderful. I do have a couple of appointments. I'm meeting with several of the influencers I represent, and only half of them are wizards using mind control. So if I can make it, I would love to be there, but it just depends on if there's an opening in my schedule. I'll ask Mimsy.
Right. Well, I would highly recommend that you drop in and make a little 5 to 10 there, because anyone who's anyone is going to be there. Great opportunity for networking. And I really think with some of the, situations that have occurred with you, it would probably be best if you made an appearance and started some networking, started taking the opportunity to really reach out and find a base, find some people that maybe, you know, would be interested in taking you in.
Marcus, you're just such a good friend. I I so appreciate you looking out for me, telling me a PR branding consultant professional about the value of networking. You're so noble. You're just such a good friend.
Well, after what happened with... I just don't want to see something happen to you and we don't have, you know, opportunities with you in the future.
Thank you, Marcus. I'll keep it in mind.
Great. Well, as you probably already know, that you know, you're already aware of what time it is today. So I just did 2 o'clock. So, you know.
Toodaloo, friend. I need a drink. Is there a tavern anywhere?
Yeah, there is. Not too far from here.
I'm going to be a foothead there.
And would it be fair to assume that Steve is at this bar as well?
Yes.
Yes. And so what kind of freedoms is Steve exploring?
Well, Steve is not at the bar to partake in any kind of debauchery, because Steve is there to annoy the patrons about his religion, mainly, you know, trying to pass out pamphlets. He's on thin ice because he has been thrown out of this tavern several times. On every time he has promised the owner that he would be less intrusive and less annoying.
Right. And that's why your best shot at having people be entertained by your notions is Longshot, which is a bar that has pretty much been extended so that there's plenty of room. And that's why you can kind of navigate, shift through, and essentially stay away from the barkeeps.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's the perfect place to be. Steve is there. Trying to, you know, disguise himself a little bit just because he has learned that he can't come off as like very, very pushy. So now that this time Steve has kind of casually entered the bar as pretending to be a patron. And then his recent strategy is to just chat up people very, you know, just like about their day and talking about whatever topic is of interest at the time and slowly ease the conversation towards his religion.
Yep, and there's a couple dwarves that have taken a table and they're willing to listen to you. They all seem like miners, and so you're kind of surprised they're so far from the mountain of Ulermic, because there's not a lot of opportunities for them here unless they're traveling all the way to the next continent, Arla, which means they'd have to get through the Forest of Alithias. Mm-hmm. Not really sure what their plan is, but they're entertaining you so far.
They seem to be I mean, I hope it's not because I have bought them a couple of rounds.
They're here.
Okay, so I'm speaking to them, and I'm talking about the Church of Undecided would love to have new acolytes such as yourself. It's like, you know, like you've talked about like your experiences with me, and they're just, you would be perfect in our church.
And they're kind of looking at each other. One of them speaks up and says, "Tell me a little bit about what's expected of me."
Oh, no, the church is not, the church does not expect much at all. Like only your loyalty and, a 5 gold, what's the word for it? Entrance fee. Yes.
A week.
Every time?
Oh, no. That is a one-time fee. The thing is, so this is how the church works. What is it? So you purchase 5 gold's worth of product from this level, and then we give you this product, and then you sell that 5 gold's worth of product to 2 other people. And then those 2 people sell 2 gold's worth of product to those 2 people, and so on. Do you understand what this means? So, like, and then the return, like, you give some of that back to the person above you.
So make a charisma check.
14.
So they kind of look at each other and they're like, I mean, it's money.
Yeah. You would be a fool to say no to this deal, because at the end of the day, everyone gets a piece.
Well, and what's your... Who's the head of your church?
Oh, the head of the church is the founder of the Brotherhood of Steve is my ancestor Steve, who is
the original Steve.
The original Steve, who was the father of my father of my father of my father of several lines of my fathers, all known as Steve. And our current head, I actually haven't met the current leader of the Brotherhood of Steve, but I have heard very good things about them, and I trust them completely, because I have made, or the we have made the church a very significant portion of gold that, you know, goes to good, to the good of the people, for the most part.
I mean, wouldn't hurt to stay around for a little bit, one of them says, and they go, all right, well, yeah, we'll meet you back here tomorrow.
Oh, perfect. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
They seem a little confused, but they're here. Like, they're here for whatever that means.
You
so.
Will not be disappointed. I promise you.
All right. And, yeah, they kind of wander off.
Oh, what nice gentlemen. Gentle dwarves.
Yeah. And where does that leave... How do I, big or big?
Big. I mean, that's the Elvis spelling of big. It's a common misunderstanding.
Right. Would you be in the bar as well, or?
Yes. Big is actually at the bar. He has all these paperwork spread out because it is such a long bar, and that's why he's come to this one in particular. And he has been arranging contracts, and he's trying to set up with some of the other guilds to get to use his services. He's trying to get in on the groundwork level with, you know, like, today is the big day that he's going to try, you know, like, this is a big networking event, and he's pumping himself up for the game day. He's trying to have everything ready, but he's caught, his attention is caught by this, you know, Dragonborn giving a speech, and he realizes that, like, big as many things, he is smart, he is, you know, he's profitable, but a salesman, he knows he's just not there yet. And so he's kind of started filing up his papers, and as the dwarfs leave, he would make his way over. Tell me more about the Undecided.
Oh, welcome, sir, or Sir Elf. It's great to meet you. You said you were interested in hearing about the Brotherhood of Steve?
Yeah, your pyramid scheme sounds good. I mean...
Sorry, what did you call this?
It sounds good. It sounds good.
Okay. That's great. Thank you. Oh, that's so exciting. Are you? Let me tell you about a little bit about. I don't know how much you overheard from our previous conversation I was having with these dwarvish gentlemen. Would you be interested in joining the Brotherhood?
No.
Oh. Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah. But I need you. I think you've got something here.
I don't understand.
I don't understand it yet either. But I think it can go somewhere. I think we can work together. I offer a series of services, mostly healing related, that I feel like would be very good with your Steve conversation.
I mean,
people go to church, right? They go to your church, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and they need healing, right?
I mean,
and
I've
you
never...
need medicinal supplies.
And this might be interesting or helpful to you, Steve, if I may call you Steve.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't presume. because a lot of people in the area rely on the local apothecary, and that's run by a gentleman known as Darian Gatsby, and he is near perfect. He has beautiful chiseled features. His hair is combed back and perfectly coiffed with no product. And he's exceedingly kind. He's been known to give away all kinds of goods for free. He's helped many a people. And there is nothing wrong with him. And it's near impossible to break into this market because of him.
He's what we call a chump.
And after you've received your drink, Hold on, I want to get this right.
There's no wrong way of saying it. It changes every time.
Guinevere?
Yes, perfect.
After you've kind of overheard this, Guinevere, it sounds like both of them are in desperate need for some kind of PR-related services.
Guinevere walks into the bar and goes straight to the bartender and is like, I would like tequila, and I would like it with no rocks, no salt, and a lot of it I want to sip. And she's got this.
I'm sorry. She looks at you. What did you say?
Tequila. It is what I want in my body right now. Thank you. Mead's fine. Let's just do some mead. Mead, but put it in a small glass so I can pretend it's tequila.
Oh, I can do tequila. And she like starts to set it up, and then she slides the glass over.
Good friend. No. Do you own this place? Is this a bar?
It's not, no.
Well, you inhabit the space. You've got a certain air about you. If you're ever looking for personal branding or public relations, here's my business parchment. And Guinevere would try and suavely get it out and kind of fumble a little, but then like get it, slam it on the table, confidently slide it across. Keep me in mind. And then, despite her saying she wanted to sip this, Guinevere would just drink the entire thing of tequila. And then hand it back and be like, one more. And so she's on her second one, kind of sipping that. She looks completely unaffected, by the way. Like, the alcohol appears to have no effect on Guinevere. And so the camera pans out. Steve is talking, and like Big Pharma's approaching, and like the view's ears perk up. And so like there's like a flashback to the conversation of like like I don't want I need you. Like, I don't know why, but I need you. And like, Pedro, what was the name of the guy who runs the apothecary in town?
Darian Gatsby.
I hate him.
Okay, all right. So, Big Pharma and Steve, what's like a line of dialogue that you are saying right now? Like, where is your conversation at?
I would say something like, I appreciate your interest, kind sir, but I unfortunately would not be. I already do have a profession, a job.
I'm not asking for a job. I'm looking for a connection.
A connection?
Aren't we all? So could have you put, like, appear between you?
Oh.
Are we all looking for a connection? Isn't that what makes a brand a brand? It's not the fonts, it's not the handwriting or the colors, it's the story. It's always about the story. Are you looking down, looking out to take down Darian Gatsby? Are you looking to take out Darian Gatsby? She would say. Maybe the tequila actually did affect her a slight bit. And she would look like very seriously at Big Pharma.
Big Pharma is at his heart still a little bit of a country boy, and now has worried that an assassin has snuck into the conversation. He goes, I'm not trying to kill anybody. I'm just trying to run a more successful business than him.
Killing in the most important sense, the sense of personal success. Marcus has the Darian Gatsby account. Now, Marcus is an acceptable PR and personal branding consultant. But if you're actually looking to get serious about taking out Darian Gatsby, might I offer my services?
Yeah. Do you work? I'm trying to find the nicest way to put this. Cheap.
No. I totally understand why you would say that. And the answer is no, of course. I'm in very high demand. And my assistant, Mimsy, has been overloaded with requests. However, I sense a certain something about you that makes me want to give you a discount. I could conceivably, because of the story I'm sensing here, be compelled to offer a discount. Because I too feel that connection. Don't you?
Sure.
Wonderful.
Right, Steve. Steve. Steve's in on this too, right?
Steve looks around.
She like puts her arms kind of around both of them. It's like, I'm sensing like there might be a beautiful thing starting here.
Thanks for listening to the preview of our new podcast series, The Other Ones. Willow, did you know that Megan joins the crew in a future episode?
No.
You met Megan, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember which one she was?
Not Jane.
Ouch. Not quite, she says. Don't listen to this, Megan. And there might be somebody else coming in after that. We'll see what happens. Thanks to Kevin MacLeod for his music in this episode, and thanks to Sirenscape for their sound effects. And we'll see you next time. Anything you want to say before we go?
Yeah. I want to say that Rainbow Top Favorite Debbie out, but we need to wait for that to happen at Rainbow Top Fay.
That's right. Rainbow Cafe is coming out, but we got to figure out what's coming up next, huh?
Yeah, and what day it got to be on.
That's true. We got to schedule it. So, yeah, thanks, everyone, for checking this out. If you're interested in seeing what happens next, patreon.com/worldwalkers. And the exclusive tier is where you can find this. You can find Worldwalkers Heroes and the Pages of Relanis, our two live stream series, and where you can find... And she's left to watch Cookies Girl C. Well, it's Rainbow Cafe, so.
And Rainbow 10-5 Rainbow Cafe.
And we're, yeah, good job. We'll see you next time. Yes, you can watch more.